All right, y'all, what's good? I would give y'all an introduction, but I already do this for like 40 episodes. So y'all know who it is. Brandon Ade again, Modern Day Philosophy. I have a very special guest with me, one of the, I think, the upcoming artists ever, actually. I think his art and his clothing, beautiful. And so, y'all, I think this one's going to be super dope. But I'm just going to let him do his talking for his own brand and who he is. And, you know, you already know how I do this, so. Go ahead. What's your name? Everything.
So my name is Sky.
Sky.
I have a brand called, it's like a brand / movement called Ugly.
Ugly?
Basically, Ugly just stands for you gotta love yourself.
Okay.
It's basically like a movement that just, like, how can I say it? It's a movement that pushes positivity and self-love through like cool designs, like all these characters I come up with and stuff like that. So like I have this character called Anxiety, and it's just like, you know, this character is out here just looking dope as fucking clothing, and like it brings attention basically to anxiety, to self-hatred, to like basically just feeling like that you're ugly and stuff like that.
I see.
It just brings attention to all those type of things that a lot of people like deal with, and it's like, oh, like it's okay.
That's interesting. So I mean, if you don't mind, I'll have my own questions. Oh wait, before I keep going, we're outside, so obviously, you know what I'm saying, it's just, we have our mask, but it's just nature, so you gotta appreciate it, you feel me? And so before I have my own questions for you, like, but first, I think it's very important for y'all to understand that this clothing is dope. Like, it has so much emotions in the clothing that you can physically see it, that it makes you feel a way, whatever way that he wants you to, whatever the way he wants you to, well, because it depends on the character that he uses, but whatever emotion he wants to portray in the clothing, you can see it in the clothing. So I will for sure tell you guys that the clothing is dope, and I feel like this is an essential piece to just the podcast, because it's an artist that I feel like really has potential to blow. He just hasn't been in the right light, like he hasn't got the right opportunity to blow. So hopefully this podcast is what, you know, like forefronts that, at least get some people that I know onto it, you know what I'm saying? Because I definitely do believe in the movement. Usually people are saying that to me, but I believe in yours, because I think that your designs are so unique, and they're raw emotions. So I guess what made you come up with Ugly? Like, how did this start?
Well, I feel like first, before even the brand, like, take it back when I wasn't doing anything, I just had a lot of dumb stuff I did, and like I just had a lot of self-hatred towards myself, and I was like very insecure of the way I looked, and I feel like I was just like, I'm trying to spread like awareness to this, like it's okay, like for all those things that you hate yourself for, like, or like forget them, like not forget them, but like accept them and like move past that and like love yourself. And every time you think you're ugly, like you're really not. It's just like you're comparing yourself to all these other people. Just like love yourself, basically. So I was like, how can I do this? And at the same time, I was also like, apart from that, I was like trying to come up with a brand. I've always liked like making clothes and stuff, like drawing on my pants and stuff like that, on my shoes. So I was like, I'm trying to make a brand, but obviously at the time I didn't have the money or the knowledge to like really like do all these, like, you know, the screen printing and machines and like just all this stuff. So I was like, how can I do a brand and like still prefer to be not too expensive and stuff? So I started like painting on pants and like drawing on pants, and people thought it was cool, the fact that it was not like this like factory made item, is like straight from my hands.
True.
And I was like, yeah, you know what, it actually is pretty dope. And yeah, that's really where it came from, those two things just put together. And then I was like, I'm gonna name it, actually the name Ugly came, like, I just thought about the word, I was like, ugly, I was like, I wanted to have a meaning deeper than that. So I was like, every letter, like, what can I
mean? Yeah, like
I
had an acronym.
I came up with, like, a couple different acronyms. And I was like, then ugly, just the you gotta love yourself really, like, hit me. And I was like, damn, that's, like, perfect.
Yeah. So, that's amazing. So I would say when you do your designs on your clothing, or just designs in general, like, is there a certain emotion you're trying to, well, you say your characters portray an emotion, but like, is the anxiety one the green one that I always see?
No, the green one's the ugly doll.
The ugly doll. Yeah. So let's, that's like the signature one, right?
Yeah, that's like it was the first one.
Yeah.
I actually came up with that one when I was like fifth grade.
Fifth grade?
Before it was even considered the ugly doll, it was just a doll that I came up with, a character.
So, why in fifth grade were you like, I should make an ugly doll? Like, what if you could remember?
No, I came up with the character, but it
was... Oh, it wasn't the ugly doll, but it was just you made that character in fifth grade.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
When I started doing the brand, I started looking back at my old drawings and be like, let's see if this anything in my old drawings could inspire my clothing brand now.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw the ugly doll, and I was like, okay, I'm gonna name this the ugly doll, and, like, it's gonna be like the main character from my brand.
That's interesting. So I guess I could start. I'll mix in my questions with like questions for your clothing. So just for you, because I feel like you're such an interesting character, as in like you have a lot of things on your mind, but you won't say everything that you keep a lot of the stuff inside. Now, if am I tripping or not? Because this gets pretty deep. So I get too deep, you can say like stop. You feel me?
Yeah.
But we were walking around here looking for the seats, and I've seen from like the past things where like I just want to kind of know your perception on love. What do you think that is? What do you think like what is it to you? You feel me?
Just how do you think it's shown? Word love?
Mm-hmm. Well, your perception of it.
I'm kind of confused.
Like, what is your definition of love? Like, how does someone show it to you? How do you show it out?
Oh, basically, for me, like, love is something, like, you just gotta show it without, like, really expecting it back. Because for me, like, if you're, like, showing love, you're really expecting something back from that. It's not, like, really true. Like, it's not true love.
I see.
Unless it's, like, a relationship, you know, like, with your partner. Then, obviously, you want that back. But, when I was, like, in a different sense, like, if you're trying to show love to, like, somebody else, it's, like, I don't know, like, for example, their music and stuff, or, like, just stuff like that. You're not supposed to really show it in the intention of, like, oh, I'm a... show love to this person so he could show love back to me. Just do it because you really like this stuff. Don't be genuine about it. I think the word genuine has a lot to do with the word love. You have to be very genuine.
I know I know one of your homies, RIP him, bro. I know he was close to you. Did you have kind of like, well, where did you guys meet? Is everything cool with that? You feel me?
Yeah.
All right.
Talking about Elion.
Yeah.
AKA Flacco number 4.
Flacco number 4.
Yeah, that was like a really close friend of mine. I met him through, I think, mutual friends. And we really clicked, and we were just hanging out. We would hang out a lot, like in OC and stuff, and just like one day we were just like, oh, like that's I wanted him to model because, you know, he had the dreads and he just looked sick on him.
Yeah, yeah.
So it started off as we're just like on some work related stuff, you know, he modeled for me and stuff like that. And then we really clicked. Like after shooting, we really had fun just shooting. So we just shoot for fun, even though we weren't going to really post everything. Just shoot for fun almost every day for like a whole month. We would shoot every day.
That's fire.
Different fits, different locations, just like, you know, just for fun. Cause that's And then I brought him on to the team as like an official ugly model, and he was like the first official ugly model too.
That's fire.
But unfortunately, you know how things
how turned out.
He passed.
RIP, bro. RIP. Yeah, bro. When I saw it's just crazy because I when I saw that on Instagram and stuff, because I mean, I know, like, you're, like, how you are, and I don't know how you are, I can't say I do, mm-hmm. but, like, just to me, as someone who, like, has a lot of emotions, but, like, doesn't like showing them off, you feel me? Like, I can almost feel, like, the pain, you feel me? I can never feel it how it actually is, but to me, I just felt like it hurt, so that's why I was so, like, shook. That's a hard thing to go through, right?
Yeah, it was really, like it still gives me the chills to this day, because, like, he's, like, from the hood. He's not a very, like, emotional person towards his friends, you know? He's more, like, thug, like, closed in, so he doesn't really show that. But so for some reason, that day that he passed, like, hours before, he told me, like, yo, I really fuck with you. Really, we're, because he was in the team, he's like, we're really going to make it. Like, we're really making it.
Facts.
It's like, it's just me and you. Because every other person that has been in an ugly team, like, really, like, betrayed me really bad.
For real?
Or just, like, used me for my connections or, like, my friends.
Yeah.
So he was like, we're really going to make it. Like, it's only us two. And he told me, like, oh, like, you're really my best friend, dude. And I was like, what? Like, for him to tell me that really tripped me out. Unfortunately. And then it really hit me hard, too, because I've never, like, I never insert myself in situations like that. So it was, like, the first time I ever seen somebody die in, like, my face.
Yeah. That's how I was thinking when I saw it.
Yeah, it was really... I was, like, really, like... I couldn't sleep for, like, a good, like, 2 weeks. Like, really good. It was weird.
Do you think that you've... Well, I would say, how did you kind of push past that? Maybe that's, instead of the podcast being about some other things, like, maybe that's something that could help, like, the viewers, you know what I'm saying? Like, how did, or do you feel like you're past it, or do you have any, like, tips on how you can, you know?
I don't think you could ever fully be past it, but a really good way to cope with it, at least for me, is, like, things really do happen for a reason, and if he was abusing those, like, pills like he was, it was for a reason, probably his own, like, problems, his own, like, sadness, or there's things he was, like, really going through. So, like, it was probably, like, the universe's way to, like, take him out his misery. Like, as sad as that seems and as sad as that sounds, maybe that's what it was. And, like, I wish he stayed longer with us, but, like, I can't be selfish like that.
For a fact, bro. I'm sorry. Bro, talk.
Yeah, and, like, one thing everybody, like, anyone who listens to this gotta remember, if you remember me through ugly, you gotta remember Elian through ugly. You can't not say you fuck with me without fucking with Elian.
That's fire, bro.
You gotta remember his name, Flacco number 4.
Flacco number 4. Fuck.
Yeah.
That's deep. That's deep, bro. God, that's deep. Bro, well, I'm gonna... maybe I'll go something a little more lighthearted, and then we'll go back into that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But so for ugly, like, when you do creative, I'd put you as a creative director. You kind of, when you do, like, photo shoots, and you tell them, like, when you pick models, do you tell them, like, what to do? Do you, like, kind of put the set? You tell them, like, meet them here or what?
Yeah. I tell. We're gonna meet at a certain. It usually depends on the model's style.
Mm.
Like, if the model style has, like, a little, like, gothic vibe.
Yeah.
If she has, like, a little gothic vibe, I kind of want my clothes to not, like, fully pull her from her comfort zone.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll, like, bring some, like, darker clothing and, like, maybe shoot, like, and, like, like, for example, like, an abandoned building or, like, an alley or, like, I don't know. Because that also has a lot to do, like, you gotta understand every single aspect of even a photo shoot has a lot, like, there's a lot of thinking that goes on to, like, even a photo shoot like that, like, the abandoned buildings is also bringing the word, like, ugly into it, like, this ugly piece of crap that's just sitting there, for a lot of people, like, oh, it's ruining the city, like, it's an eyesore. For us, we turned it into something dope and beautiful, like,
facts.
Not ugly, there's a lot of uses to it. Yeah, even alleyways, we've done some shoots. I've never posted them, but it was, like, in alleyways, and they come out pretty cool. So we turned that ugly alleyway into something pretty dope.
That's fire. Well, what is art for you? Like, I was, like, asking, like, artists that at least on there, like, what is art like?
We have a person walking by right now, bro.
We have a couple people walking by, so just chill out real quick.
So bring them in the podcast.
Honestly, like, what do you think art is?
Art is basically, I mean, to keep it, like, to be real with you, for me, art is more of, like, an escape.
Mm.
If you're really, like, stuck somewhere, and for me, like, even when I'm going through a breakup, you'll see me create way more when I'm, like, going through something than when I'm not. Like, last breakup, I really created, like, the ugly worm and all that.
Mm.
Came up with, like, literally, I don't know, for me, the ugly worm pants, like, the stencil, and, like, for me, that's my favorite one, and it was, like, probably because it was, like, one of the worst breakups, and it just really makes me, like, sit there and be, like, I don't want to be depressed, I don't want to be sad, so I'm gonna find a way to, like, push myself away from that, like, state of mind, that lane, like, that road, basically.
Yeah.
I don't want to go down that road, just end up, like, somewhere bad. So it's just, based for me, it's an escape. Yeah.
Okay, so when I would say, when you're making you're making the designs, right? Oh, well, I'll ask a different question. We have so much, a lot of interrupted people in this motherfucker. I'm so sorry. Let's say that when you are in a bad place, you make better art, right? So my question would be, if you were ever in a place where you were so happy, would your art falter because of that? Or would you just, you know what I'm saying?
No, it's like I still make a lot of work.
Because
I usually, like, I work a lot during night, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I work a lot, and I don't know how to word what I'm trying to say. Basically, like, I'll still be making stuff, but it's when I'm, like, going through something that I want to make more, just to distract myself more, you know?
Yes.
If that makes any sense.
I see.
So it's just, when I'm going through something, it's just, I create more than, like, I would really create. I don't know if that made any sense.
Nah, I see what you're saying. So you still make some on just on a regular basis, but when you're going through something, like, a lot of stuff really comes out.
Yeah.
Like, you're working on it a lot, you know what I'm saying? I understand that.
It's like, let's say I do a drop, like, let's say every 2 months or something, or 3 months.
Okay.
Instead of being, like, the normal, which is, like...
You got some of the most disrespectful hoes I've ever seen them. Goddamn! Okay, go ahead, bro. Go
ahead. It's like, I was saying, like, let's say, I drop every 2 to 3 months, and I usually drop, like, let's say, 2 shirts, two pants.
Okay.
And if I was going through something during that time, which I'm not really gonna say, like, publicly,
yeah,
but you'll most likely see it, because I'll come up with, like, more items, like a hat, shoes, pants. It'll just be more for the drop, because I was, like, more busy during that time. Yeah,
that's so fire, man. I think it's so, I don't know, your art is so, just the clothing and the way you put it on the clothing, man. It's beautiful, really. It's really art. Of course. So for Ugly, what's the end goal for it? Have you ever thought about that? Like,
I don't think there's an end goal. I mean, there's a main goal. Like, my main goal, like I said, is just to, like, spread positive vibes. Just no matter what way, which is, like, through the what's it called, the clothing, or the doll, like the clay models I'm working on.
Yeah.
Just basically to spread, like, positivity, and, like, I really push this thing down, like, oh, if you really consider yourself a supporter of me, and you really say, like, you support what I stand for, then you can't really call yourself a supporter unless you're working on yourself. Like, you can't show love to Ugly if you're not really working on love. I'm not saying you gotta love yourself to support me. I'm not saying you can't cop my stuff if you don't love yourself, but work for it. Like, work towards that self-love.
Yeah.
Yeah. I always tell that to people, like, when they DM me to buy something. I say, like, okay, you gotta understand what this stands for. It's not just a brand, it's a movement. You gotta, like, really work towards loving yourself. I think that's why I don't have as much sales as I would.
Mm-hmm.
It's probably because I implement like self love to people that are trying to buy my stuff.
Well, I think that like you said, the universe, things happens for a reason. Yeah. So I feel like everything happens, like, especially when you don't expect it. You know what I'm saying? So I feel like it's going to be like this, going to be like this. And one day someone's going to be like, let me get this. And you're going to tell them that shit. And it's going to be like, wow, like, I'm an investor. And, like, I think this is dope. And you didn't try to sell out. You feel me? Like, you weren't trying to give up your meaning of your brand for some cash. Definitely. You know? Like, I feel like people who did that are, like, I mean, they're not bad. But, like, I feel like Bape kind of did that. You feel me? Mm-hmm. Like, Bape was so, like, exclusive to the creativity. And then they just sold out for money. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And I'm like, that's kind of weak. But, I mean, you got your money. But what is it worth? You feel me? That's really dope. I did not know that.
Yeah, there's, like, I wouldn't say I would never say I do ugly for, like, or, like, even the clothing for money.
Mm-hmm.
But in a sense, that's still a lie, because what I'm trying to do with, like, pushing, like, positivity or just showing love, it includes needing the money to do that.
Exactly.
Because, you know, this world runs on money, so.
Yeah.
Like, I'm trying to do, like films. Yeah. I'm trying to do, like, big giveaways, and to do that, I need the money to
Facts.
Be able to do that. So
Facts.
I guess it's not for the money for me to have, but it's for the money to, like,
continue doing your work,
push, like, bigger projects that I have in mind than just t-shirts and pants and shoes and hats.
Mm-hmm. So what's up next? Like, I heard you're working on the ugly dolls, right?
Yeah. Ugly. Right now, mm-hmm. just like the clay models,
mm-hmm.
which is like, I still want it to be handmade stuff still. Like,
yeah.
I had a couple brands reach out to me, or just like people that like manufacture all this like clothing and stuff, mm-hmm. like big factories and stuff. And I don't want to do that. I still want it to be like raw. Like, I still want it to be made like handmade. If mm-hmm. if I would ever like do anything that includes other people, it would probably be like building them a production team.
Yeah.
It's just like all these people, all my friends, and or just all these people that want to work for Ugly.
Yeah.
And just sit there and I teach them, right? So this is how you grab the stencil. This is how you put the paint on it, and just all this stuff, you know. Just that's probably the only thing I would do for now, but.
That's
like the clay models are coming.
Mm-hmm.
I got one out, which is just the ugly doll.
Mm-hmm.
I'm doing the anxiety one, the yellow character.
Yeah.
I'm doing the Larry's like. Have you talked about Larry? No,
we haven't talked about Larry.
Larry's just the character that represents like psychotic thoughts, basically.
Mm.
Because, you know, like, you know how people are, like, mentally disturbed?
Yeah.
And they're, like, shamed for it?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, were they really, like, did they really choke? Did they really, like, were they really born,
mm-hmm.
like, wanting to be that way? Like, mm-hmm. They have issues, like, they need the help for that. And, yeah, Larry, basically, he's, like, a murderer, but cause he's just, like, crazy. But it represents that, like, people with, like, really bad thoughts. And it's just, like, also shining light on that.
That's fire. See, so how do you get your characters that you make to represent the emotion so well? Like, how do you know when you're drawing it and you're like, yeah, that's it. Like, I can see that psychotic thoughts is in Larry right here. Like, I can see it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Like, when I'm doing, like, designing a character for a certain, like, issue or emotion, like, mm-hmm. for example right now the ugly doll, which is like the first one,
mm-hmm.
At first, like I said, I came up with it fifth grade, so it was like a little different, it looked a little different than what it does now,
mm-hmm.
but when I named it the ugly doll, I was like, okay, it needs to represent the thought of feeling ugly,
mm-hmm.
so I made it with extra big cheeks, like a double chin. I made him like have like a beer belly with like these like just fat on the sides, mm. and then like really skinny legs, and it's just like it's really like deformed basically,
mm.
but it like it shines light on like, you know, don't feel ugly,
mm.
and the Larry doll, I also I was just sitting there and be like, okay, what are some like visual things that I could add to this character to represent like just like psychotic thoughts. So I was like, let me put something unusual on its head. Like I was just thinking about a hat, or like just make it wear like a top hat or something.
Mm.
So then I made those bunny ears. You know the
bunny, oh, that's the bunny ear one.
Red bunny ear. Mm-hmm. I got that actually the inspiration from, you know, the Young Lean.
Young Lean.
He has his music video where like he's wearing bunny ears and he just looks insane. So I was like, okay, I got the idea from that. And then of course the machete with the blood dripping.
Yeah.
Also like represents like, oh, this character just looks insane.
That's so interesting, man.
And the anxiety one, it's got that smile that's just like, it's like straight and has,
yeah,
like,
mm-hmm,
it just looks like he's having an anxiety attack. His hair's all like up too.
So is the one that has the tongue out, what, it's like almost like a bat, you know what I'm talking about?
Oh, this one.
Okay, yeah, that one.
Oh yeah, that's the ugly,
that's the ugly,
ugly worm.
The ugly worm.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. what inspired that one?
That one was mostly just like, it was like, like voices. It also has to do with kind of like psychotic thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just like voices, like the ugly worms like speaking to you, like telling you to do bad stuff. And, like,
I see you.
Yeah. Yeah, and it has the ugly dog face with just like bat wings and a worm body.
That's interesting, man. Yeah. Like I said, like this, it's, there's no way, I don't see how this is not gonna pop. But it just takes time for people to understand what things are before they're there. You know what I'm saying? I feel like this is such ahead of its time that I feel like a lot of people, because people claim that they want to understand people, and they're into like the mental health and like what people think and like caring for other people. Mm-hmm. But it's all just for likes, you feel me? When you really get down to it and you really talk to them, are they really the ones who are gonna come out and really talk to you, or are they gonna judge you? You know what I'm saying?
And it's like, a lot of people do fake like, oh, like I care about mental illness, I care about people who have anxiety.
Mm-hmm.
But then like your friend's going through that and you're not there for him.
Facts.
You're being real fake.
Facts.
Or you even shame them for like being the way they are. Or like mental health also has to do a lot with like drug abuse, and then you shame your friend because he's like abusing drugs. Like, no, bro, be there for him.
Yeah.
Instead of shaming him for it, because people who think like that are gonna be like, you shaming for them, what are they gonna do? If they're gonna feel bad, they're gonna go get high and fall asleep. Like, they're not gonna wanna deal with it.
Factual.
Like, no, bro, be there for them, try to speak them out of that.
I think that's really important.
I mean, even think about it, like, I still, like, how much, like, followers does Ugly have? Like, 800?
Yeah.
And I still feel like, I still love every single person. I've never left, like, a single DM unopened.
Facts.
I know a lot of people, like, with, like, more followers, and, like, they just be, like, ignoring all their supporters and stuff like that. I know I'm gonna get to the point where I can't reply to every single DM.
Yeah.
But at least for now, like, I still tell people, like, if you're really dealing with something, Ugly's the place you could go. Like, my DMs are always open.
Factual. Well, you said that, and that's funny because you haven't said where we can find you at or any ads for your clothing. So
I changed it, actually.
You changed your at?
Yeah, it was because it was Ugly Movement.
But yes, it was.
I didn't like the big name. Like, it was too long, so it's just Ugly, like a dot between every letter, and then 444. The 444 obviously represents Flaco number 4. And
yeah.
Any 4 you see in the page just basically represents him.
Factual. Yeah. What about the main?
The main?
Yeah.
It's just,
I know that's Sky.
Yeah, Sky Full Boy. Three Y's.
So I'll put that in the description and everything.
And just for future references, I am not affiliated with LA Gang 4 Boys or anything like that. Like,
fire. Good save.
I think Elion was, I'm not gonna lie, but I'm not 4 Boy, and the 4s represent, even when I throw up the 4 in a picture, basically represents just like my friend that passed.
Mm-hmm.
When I throw up the 4, that's my angel number. Yeah, I'm not affiliated with them.
That was a good save, bro. That's a solid save.
Yeah, because I actually had some people DM me about that, like, trying to say, like, why are you throwing up before? Like, are you affiliated with so-and-so? I'm like, no. It's my friend, Elion.
That's fire, bro. Man, I really do. Like, I see your stuff on the timeline, and I'm like, bro, I got to step my game up. But, man, I mean, I just... To me, I feel like I don't have that. I don't know how. I'm not like, I can't draw. You feel me? That's just it. So like everything that I have to find, like I have to find from like somewhere else on the internet and like kind of rearrange it or modify it. Yeah. You feel me? But like, so I have to like find different ways to like show that I'm actually about what I'm talking about. You know what I'm saying? So like that's why I said the podcast is so important. Because yeah. People can be like, oh, you say this, but what do you do? Well, no one could say that because I go out and, like, talk to people and, like, we have conversations about things that I feel like need to be talked about and other people should know. The same way you feel like your brand is where people can go to, like, if they need help, mm-hmm. the same way I would want that for at least a podcast. Like, anyone can hop on. Anyone could talk.
That's actually pretty dope.
Yeah, bro. Anyone could come here. Anyone could talk and, like... I'm not here to judge. I'm not here to say nothing about it. I can give my opinions on it. And, like, it doesn't even matter. Like, I'll just say if I feel about it. And if I feel like it's something crazy, I won't say it. You feel me?
Yeah.
And so, like, the whole point's just that discussion needs to be talked about. Like, there needs to be discussion because when you have a thought and someone else has a thought and you guys both don't say it, that's how miscommunication ruins everything. You know what I'm saying?
Definitely.
Yeah, yeah. Bro. So
I think that's a big one. Even when, like, with, like... Like friendships and stuff. Like, I think a couple of days I posted this thing, said like don't hide shit from your partners. To like, it really does ruin stuff. Like miscommunications. Mm-hmm. Like always communicate with your friends. You never want to like, you know. And don't beef over girls. Bro, I don't know why that came to my head, but don't beef over girls.
Don't
beef over girls. I've had so many friendships that ended because of a girl. And I'm just like,
really.
Yeah. It was just like, cause like, you know, like you've seen the people I hang out with, like all these other artists.
Yeah.
A lot of my friends are bigger artists than me. Like I'm not talking like, I don't know, how can I say it? Like they're just like more tapped in, you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You just have more in the
scene. Yeah,
more in the scene, yeah. Basically. So like a lot of these like girls that I was like dating, like it's been like two, they like, they would be with me and mm-hmm. like that relationship would be over. And then, like, they were trying to, like, slide their way into, like...
Someone else?
My friends.
And
they would tell me, like, my friends were, like, I consider, like, my gang.
Yeah.
Like, shout out my boy, Bari. Rez. And Abel. That's right now. That's the only three right now.
That's dope. Like,
I'm not gonna say names, but that person hit one of them up. And, like, they're so real.
Mm-hmm.
They came to me and told me, like, oh, this and this. Like, you feel me?
Yeah. That's fam shit. That's fam
exactly,
shit.
Exactly, bro.
Wow, that's fam shit.
I've had other situations where, like, the dudes really went for it, and I was just like... I mean, I could have beefed with them. It could have gone bad. But, like I said, I'm out here trying to spread positivity. So if I have beef with any other artist,
mm-hmm.
and I'm trying to spread positivity, like, it doesn't work like that.
Yeah.
So especially if it's over a girl, like, why am I gonna ruin my like, how do you say, like, not need, it's like
you're
just like wanting to spread this,
oh, your message.
My message, if yeah. I'm full of negativity, like,
facts
I don't think
facts.
It works like that. It'll be like faking it, basically.
No, I think you remind me, or whenever you have time, I would like you to watch interviews on, like, Pharrell. You remind me of Pharrell.
Damn, really mean
Pharrell. Like, yeah, because I've recently, I mean, I've listened to him a bunch beforehand, but, like, I recently got into it just because, like, him and Nego made, like, Bape, or not him and Nego made Bape, but they worked with each other with, like, BBC Ice Cream and shit, and... Pharrell is such, like, he hung out with people that were, like he said, like, they might have been, like, different lifestyles or, like, more, like, in the gangs or, like, just creatives, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And he was always like, hey, bro, like, I don't want to be involved in it, but, like, I'm just gonna work on my creative, like my my creative work, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. And I feel like the way that he talks about art and the way that he speaks, it would resonate with you a lot, because I feel like he's not like a, he's so humble. Like, I've been watching him a lot because, like, he's so, I don't even, there's not even a word. He's so down to earth, mm-hmm. and he's so, like, calm, and he's so full of, like, happiness.
Yeah.
And, like, he loves everyone, and he wants to show everyone that he loves them. He'll go out of his way. And I feel like that is you. You feel me? Like, I feel like you should definitely take some peeks at that, because I've been on that, and
I've never really gone too deep into like Pharrell or anything.
Yeah, but he's
that sounds interesting.
Yeah, Pharrell. He's been around all the hip hop because he does all the beats and stuff. Mm-hmm. But like just him himself, like I never really got into until recently. Like it is amazing, and so I feel like you're just, I don't know, this brand, I'm psyched for your brand, because I know that just give it time, like, and it'll take off, and you can't sell yourself. You feel me? Definitely. Don't never sell yourself.
Some dude with, like, this brand, he was, like, trying to buy, the anxiety character off me, but he was trying to turn the whole meaning to just, like, some, like, how do you say, like, kind of like calls. You know,
cause. Oh, like cause, yeah. Like with the X's on the eyes.
Be like, he was trying to make it into like some hype beast type stuff.
Oh no!
I was like, no, that's not.
Nah.
I'm not gonna do that. I'll design you a character. Like, yeah. That's very different.
Yeah. Nah, that's completely different. Definitely don't do nothing like that. Like, they gotta fit. They gotta fit your message. You feel me? They don't fit your message.
No, I'm always down to work for brands. Like,
yeah,
I'm always down to work for brands. Like, design something for them. You know, like if you like the way my characters look, I could design a character for them.
Mm.
I'll never sell my characters. My characters are too meaningful to me to ever sell them.
Y'all hear that? Bro, that's you gotta. That's called brand integrity. Brand integrity. There's people who just sell. That makes me so happy that you said that. So I'd be looking at him like, bro, like people could buy this off of him. Like this is his clothing is so, it's ready. You feel me? But like,
I feel like if I did do that, I feel like I look low key make millions if I just sell it.
I think so too.
Sell the brand, like even the brand completely.
Yeah,
to somebody,
I think so
with
too.
Like more followers, mm-hmm. just hella clout. Like mm-hmm. let's say big connections.
Mm-hmm.
They just sell the brand and it's like boom, it'll make millions.
Yeah,
but
and there's nothing wrong with that.
I'm pretty sure they would change my whole concept of the brand.
Yeah, no doubt.
I don't
and
want that.
There's nothing wrong with that when you're ready. You feel me? Like that's the thing with Nigo too. Nigo said he was done. You feel me? He didn't want to do Bape no more, so he just sold it off. You feel me?
Yeah.
And that whatever became became. But
I don't think I'll sell it off.
Yeah, I don't think I don't think I'll sell off either.
I think. It's because it's more than a brand. It's not just a brand. It's
exactly.
A movement.
Exactly.
It's a movement. You can't sell a movement.
No, you can't.
I it would probably, if I ever want to just not be in that scene no more, I just want to like disappear or something,
mm-hmm.
I'd probably just end the brand.
Mm.
But not, I'll never sell it.
Facts. So what do you say that, when you say about a movement, how do you think, like more on the relationship terms, how do you think, because that might help somebody on like maybe an upcoming artist, because at the end of it I'm gonna ask you like what tips you can give to artists and all that, but going towards there, a big thing that people have an issues with, and I won't even say I mean I even have issues with the connections, because
like how to make connections?
Like how do you make connections, how did you make your connections, like how do you get your brand out there.
You know what's the funniest thing?
Yeah.
I literally took a lot of no's for the connections I have right now.
Really?
A lot of no's. So don't be afraid to hit people up. But you know how many artists, not even like big names, not even, I'm not talking like Kanye or Jerry Lorenzo or no big names like that. But like just like rappers and like clothing brands like the size of like, you know, Narcotic.
Yeah.
Like stuff like that. Just hitting them up, yo, like, let me work for you, let me design for you.
Mm.
a lot of left on scenes, a lot of no's.
I get those too.
And then some of them said, you know, yeah, bring me some pants, bring me some this. Or just like people are like, it could even to make connections, it could be even as a genuine friendship.
Yeah.
Be like for me, like the friends I have right now, mm-hmm. it would be, I just like, yo, like let's just link, bro.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just trying to vibe, you know. Really, really go out to, I mean, right now it's kind of really hard because of COVID.
But yeah.
Really go out like the LA, like LA parties, LA art scene parties.
Yeah. Like, oh my gosh. I see. I've never been to one of those, bro.
Yeah. This is really good one where I learned about a lot of like Instagram artists like Father Aki.
Mm.
I don't know if you heard of him.
Mm-mm.
He's got some really cool stuff. Like it gives me like a Basquiat vibe, but like on clothing.
Nice.
It's also hand painted too, so it's really sick. And I heard about all this artist and this model named Ginger Boy Q.
Mm.
Like all these cool people that are just like very like artistic. And I heard about them from this event. It was called like Benevolent Flow.
Mm.
It was pretty sick. She had my friend Yubari perform there.
Nice.
And yeah, like I'm saying, you hear about all these events and you like really go out there, talk to people, talk to all these artists.
Mm.
Like you'll never know who you'll meet. Like you'll literally not know. Like that dude Ginger Boy Q.
Mm-hmm.
I never even knew how big he actually was. I just saw him and I thought his outfit was so fire and I was like, damn, this guy's funny. He's funny as fuck. His outfit's fucking sick. And I found his Instagram and I was like, damn, this dude's popping. Like, yeah.
That's so
really
fire.
Once COVID's out there, to make connections, really get out there.
Yeah.
Really get out there. Try to lose the social anxiety, because I dealt with social anxiety. Like, if you talk to anybody from my high school right now, they'll be like, who is he? Nobody knows me from my high school because I was like, I had really bad social anxiety. There are probably like 3 people know me from high school.
Damn.
Probably the rest don't even know
this
I even
powerful,
went there.
That's powerful, bro. 5 That's people, powerful.
Like, 5 people probably know who I am. The rest don't even probably know that I even went there.
That's powerful, bro. That's powerful. I can, bro, someone's going to listen to that and be like, it's possible.
And, bro, I was literally like this kid who was just like focusing on like getting good grades and like just being a little good kid type shit. Like, I don't know. And I was really nobody. And then you could just like, if you really focus on being like, nah, like I like this and I'm gonna do this and like literally not giving a fuck what people say.
Mm.
Like when Ugly started, oh my god, bro, so many people hated it. So many people were just like, yo, this is not even a brand. This is like so whack. But you learn, you know,
yeah.
You learn. And the people that followed me for the longest, like they've seen the growth from the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, that's just,
so if they wanted to, let's say to an event, how do you even find those events out? Like you just talk to people and ask them, or like how do you find an event?
I mean usually if you're like already following like a lot of like interesting people on Instagram, they'll usually post it.
Oh, okay.
Like I was following this one like LA model girl.
Mm-hmm.
And she posted this event. It was like a porn fashion show or something. it was like during COVID too.
Yeah.
A porn fashion show. And it was like, I went out there. Like, yeah. You just like, you see people post it. It's not that hard to like follow interesting people.
Yeah.
And from there, you'll see them post it or just like, you know, really be in there. It kind of sucks that you really have to be on your phone and stuff.
Yeah.
Really be in there. And then, yeah. And then after you go there, you'll meet other interesting people.
Mm-hmm.
Get their Instagrams.
Yeah.
They'll have some other connections, some other events, and boom.
That's funny that you said that, because that's almost the exact way that we met. It's the exact way. What did I hit you up on DMs?
I don't know
who it was, but I know one of us. I was just like, hey, bro, I messaged your things. Like, let me take you a shirt.
Oh yeah, the shirt.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not gonna lie, that day was like the worst day of my life.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I was having a real bad day. I was dealing with like a lot of self like hate.
Mm-hmm.
I was dealing with like survivor's guilt, cause like I said, when my friend passed, I was supposed to take the Percocet with him.
Yeah.
And I said no, so I was like dealing with like a lot of survivor's guilt. And,
damn.
Yeah, I had actually harmed myself like really, really badly at that hotel where I was at. Mm-hmm. That's why I had my arm covered. Mm-hmm. So I think like I really gotta thank you for that, because you really made my day that day. You said the letter and the shirt, and I was like, damn.
Bro, real talk, bro. When I, especially when I saw that, I saw the incision. I was like, bro, I gotta get out there, bro, because that would be against me to not step out and say something when I see it. You feel me?
That's right.
And your art and you're just great, and your art's great, and artists are important to the world. So you have to be alive to give your art and yourself to the world. You feel me? Like, you already did all this work to change from this small silent person to now look at you now. You feel me? You're a creative director of your brand. You're telling people how to take pictures, and you've created characters, and you've world built. Yeah. That's what you did. You feel me? Mm-hmm. And your world keeps getting bigger, and everyone is finally coming to the term of like they understand your brand. And if you're gone, even though if you're gone soon, you could, I mean, that kind of makes you a legend, like the 27 Club, you feel me? Mm-hmm. But like, that's not the right way to do it. I don't think that's the right way to do it, you feel me?
Probably a couple years back, I would have been like, yeah, I'm probably die young. But right now, I'm trying to live the longest I can.
Facts. As you should, bro. Man, that makes me so happy that I went out that day, bro.
Yeah,
bro. That makes me happy, bro.
I was really like, really hungover and like had that big slash on my. I'm gonna give you like a little teaser for the podcast.
Hey.
I'm actually like working on a character named Self Harm.
I wouldn't say what inspires that, because I already know. But is any, what, do you have it, like the kind of outline for it? Like, what's it gonna be holding? What's it gonna be?
I mean, it's definitely gonna have like some like, you know, self harm like wounds in his arm. Mm-hmm. Cause like even for me, I literally can't even go out anymore rocking like a short sleeve. I always have to wear a long sleeve. And if accidentally people do see my self harm like wounds, they're like, oh, what happened? You know, some people, they don't hold back.
Yeah.
Just really ask.
Yeah.
And it's like, I got to explain to them, like, oh, I used to have a lot of self-hate. But it's like, for me, it's like a reminder of, like, you could go from this, all these, like, scars in my arm,
mm-hmm.
to, like, really loving yourself and, like, accepting what you've been through and, like, stuff.
Man.
It's just like a reminder. You know?
That's powerful, bro. That's powerful. Oh, my God. Y'all don't really, I hope when y'all listen to this, y'all understand, like, this is, I always hope when you guys listen to the podcast that you understand how life-changing this could be if you just apply what you hear. You feel me? Like, this is straight evidence that you can change and be who you want to be no matter what age you are. You feel me? No matter what you're going through, that you can switch it around. You know what I'm saying? And
also, I gotta say this, because I feel like a lot of people need to hear this.
Mm.
It is not cool to be sad.
Nah.
A lot of people think it's cool to be sad. And a lot of people be like, oh, I'm depressed. And they're really not. Like, you really think it's cool because, like, your favorite artist is going through stuff and is depressed. Like, no, it's not cool.
Factual. Yeah. People don't understand that. If people can decide to not to go through those things, they won't go through them. You feel
Definitely.
Me? Like, they're going through it because they have to go through them. Mm-hmm. Like, that's just how it is. Man. Hold on, I'm going to end this segment right here, and then we're going to hop in one more. But yeah, I guess, man, this is dope. Number one, I'm going to buy something. Do you take cash? You take Venmo? Cash App? You take Cash App?
Yeah.
Okay, before I go, I'm gonna buy a shirt because I need that. And number two is, I guess, for any artist that is coming up, do you have any kind of tips that you can give them or anything? Like, anything that you think that they would need to hear? Because I take these tips too, believe it or not. Like, I say it's for other artists just because them, but like, shoot, I don't feel like I'm an artist myself. You feel me? Like, I feel like I'm just, like, I'm trying to get my mindset right and have the skills. I don't have the skills to have the mindset. You feel me?
You are an artist, bro. You can't say you're not an artist. You, like, I feel like anybody is an artist. If you're already like, does that it, like when you see art, does it hype you up? Like,
yes.
Then you're an artist, bro. Like, if that thing grabs your attention, you're an artist. What you're saying is you haven't fully like captured like your inner genius. That's what you're looking for.
Facts.
Because when people say I'm not creative, yes you are. You just need to learn. You need to learn how to like bring your creativity out. Because for me, mm-hmm. back then I wouldn't be like, I wasn't able to come up with my own characters. Mm-hmm. I would always like copy like, you know, a cartoon character, and I would like draw like, let's say fucking SpongeBob or whatever, like
yeah.
I would fucking Peter Griffin or the alien from American Dad on my pants, like stuff. I would do that because I didn't know how to like fully grab that creativity from like my inner self. And I feel like anybody could really be creative. It's just so like, I think that's what you mean, because you're saying you're trying to like get in the mentality.
Yeah, exactly. Like
you're trying to
like, exactly.
grab the genius out of yourself. And it's just, that really just takes practice, just like constant practice. It like, for me, it's like just drawing like random shapes and then it turns into a character.
Man, that's dope. Any tip?
Wait, what was the first
question? The first question? Just any tips for like small artists that wants to grow into, try to get into art, or you feel me?
Oh,
I guess that's already a solid tip, so I guess y'all can get two, because that just helped me.
The tip would basically be like, literally, like I know people always say this, like, oh, like, what's your message to you? Like, be yourself. But literally, don't think like, oh, I'm gonna do this design like this because I know people will fuck with it. No, do it like this because you fuck with it. You feel me? Like, it should be something that you really like. Because at the end of the day, if you're doing all these designs for people to fuck with it, or like those around you to fuck with it, you're not really gonna reach out to the audience you're really trying to grab. You're reaching out to those you that are just around you and be like, oh, I'm trying to please these people around me, blah, blah. Like,
I see. Bro, that's deep. That's real deep.
Like I've said before, in my like on my Instagram, like if I really wanted to just please people around me and just make a brand that would grab me a lot of money, I could just come up with the name, put a real cool font in it, and throw it on a shirt.
True.
I could just do that.
But that's not it. That ain't it.
Yeah.
Man. Can you believe that we've been talking for an hour?
Really?
Yeah, bro. Just about. Man. Man. You said what?
For like 10 minutes.
10 minutes? Yeah, bro, that's how it goes.
We talked about a lot of stuff.
You said what?
We talked about a lot of stuff.
Yeah, no. Bro, I feel like we gotta run this back. We gotta run this back. And this time we'll have a better place to fucking sit, where the nosy ass girls ain't over talking about they fucking shit, bro.
I was gonna tell them like, yo, can y'all be
quiet? Well, I was too, but I was like, man. But they left, so. But man. Anyway, one more time, where can they find you?
Wait, go ahead. I got one last tip, actually.
Go ahead. Of course, bro.
Don't stop learning, bro, literally. There's like when I like two or three months ago, I thought like, okay, I pretty much know everything about clothes. All I need is like the money to like really invest in it. And like you start watching all these videos and like, damn, there's a lot of more stuff
yes,
I still need to
bro.
Learn.
Yes.
Like, yeah, like
never stop
always,
learning.
Always research, bro, and like watch interviews of other artists that have to do like not even for clothing, like watch interviews of rappers, watch
there you
interviews
go, Pharrell.
Exactly. Yeah. Watch interviews of fucking what's it called? Like interior designers. I was watching this interview of like this a stylist. There's just so much interviews you could watch of all these artists. Just watch different like types of artists, and you could literally get so much inspiration out of that. Don't just focus on what you're trying to do. Like, grab it from all sides.
That's amazing. That is actually a great tip. I'm glad you stopped it for that, because people need to hear that.
Definitely.
People need to hear that. Where can they find you at, bro?
So my main Instagram is just Sky 3Ys and Foeboy, Foeboy. Just ugly 444, and ugly obviously is u.g.l.y 444.
Man, well, it's a pleasure, Sky, all the time, bro.
Thank
all
you,
the
bro.
Time, And like I said, I'm about to buy some right before I go. That shit's gonna happen because I want this shit to move quick. I'm gonna buy. And shit, obviously we out. So please, 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 please be on the lookout for this. Please be on the lookout for the clothing. Please go follow. I mean, whatever we can do, you feel me? Because there's not a lot of things that strike a chord with me emotionally. A lot of things visually and physically strike chords with me, but emotionally I'm not very tapped into that. But his brand is definitely a brand that I would say I for sure taps into me emotionally. Like I feel the emotions. I feel what he's trying to do. I see the frustration. I definitely see the frustration on the other account. You feel me? Yeah. Obviously, I'd be like, bro, I know almost exactly what he feels, because I'd be in my room like, bro, how am I gonna do this? You feel me? Like, this don't make no sense. Yeah. Like, how, what? But it's not about. You don't never ask the question how. You feel me? It's just do. You feel me? And eventually it'll work.
It's a lot of pain and tears.
A lot of pain and tears, bro. A lot of pain and tears. And here I got in when I was younger. I was just like, man, I'm just gonna see like what happens. You feel me? And I still don't think my thing grows fast, but because I get in such hiatuses where I'm like, bro, I don't know if I got it. But now I'm like, bro, of course I got it. That's why I'm here. You feel me? And so, man. So we're gonna run this back another time, because I want this to be a progressive thing. Like I want this to be like, all right, we have you here now in like maybe in like 3-4 and maybe in mid year. How are you feeling? You feel me? And then
part two,
bro. I want you to be a regular on this. Real talk, real talk. Anyway, y'all have a blessed night. Hope your Christmas was dope. This is going up before New Year's, so I hope your New Year's is dope. And man.
Love yourself.
Love yourself. Yeah, bro. Yeah, man. All right, man. Yeah, I'll see y'all later. Peace out.